Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the season finale of the second annual My Talk Awards. Today, we'll crown the celebrity crush of the year, the breakout star of the year, and award a lifetime achievement award. We'll also find out what My Talk show picked the most winners and receives a day off, with their shift covered by the rest of the losers. Or is there a conspiracy afoot by the Illuminati-funded, space-laser-wielding, chemtrail-leaving MyTalk Academy? Let's find out as we welcome today's guests, Donna, Dawn, and Lori. Take it away, Jason and Alexis.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the season finale of the 77th Annual MyTalk Awards presented by Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. Let's welcome our, it's like Hollywood Squares, let's welcome our stars. She was here first, quite literally. Say hi to Lori, everyone. Hello, my darling.
Hello, Jason. You're such a good MC Zaddy.
Well, how are you? Now, we heard from Julia about this twist of a prize of getting the day off. How are you feeling about this?
I mean, I adore you, but I don't want you to win because I'm terrified of your hours, your show hours. So I don't want to experience that.
So I know, because we said yesterday, we're trying to be nice. We were like, oh, we hope, just because you were here first, that you guys, if we're not going to win, we hope you win. But we get it. Lex and Holly and I, we get it. So
I'm terrified because we have the best hours. So some of you people might get your eye at the afternoon drive time and go, wow, these girls got it all going on.
Well, D-Val shook her head on that one. D-Val, how are you feeling about the twist?
I don't want you to win either. And I also think, I think there's a little...
Holly, we're not real popular.
For the same reason?
Yes, absolutely. Nobody wants to get up when it's still dark out. Yeah, already doing that. But I do think that the Academy's going to win. And the reason is because they don't want anyone to have a day off. They already know that they've won.
That's true. Yep.
She's hateful. She's never this nice. They're just not going to give away... They're just not going to give away a free day off.
No.
They've also switched the order of the awards and how we're going to do it today last minute. So what does that mean, friends?
They're up to something.
Switched them. Yes, they are. Dawn, I saved you for last for a reason. You're used to these hours. I mean, hello, it's been, 72 hours? I mean, we're just here, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about the twist?
You know, I do also think the Academy is going to win. I agree with Donna. I think since they know the results anyway, they're doing this on purpose because, they just, you know, they know that there would be too much bitching with, like, I have a dentist appointment and things like that. So, you know, people are like, I can't. I've got to go to the gym, you know.
Yeah.
So I think this is all, we're all being played here and we should get together in solidarity and just, you know,
pick it.
Bring them down.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The Academy wins its own award show.
Yeah.
Right?
I know.
It's weird.
We'll be working on ways to sabotage them for an entire year if that happens.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Lori, are you already scheduling your dentist appointment for that day?
I probably already have one, a hair appointment, Pilates, in Hawaii. So who knows?
And all of those are in Hawaii, by the
yes.
way.
Right. Lori, I'll get you booked at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic that day, girl. I'll get you booked.
Thank you.
Yeah. what is happening? Oh, okay. Ooh. Our grid was disappearing.
Yeah.
As I was sitting there and I thought, have they broken, has the Academy broken into our computers?
No. That,
okay.
Yeah.
That scared me to death. I thought, it's either Amy Daniels or China.
Somebody's
broken into our computers. Anyway, let's talk overall. Let's talk, okay, now let's put the twist aside for just a second. Let's talk specifically about our final categories for the awards in general. We have Lifetime Achievement, Breakout Star, and a Crush of the Year. D-Val, I'm going to start with you. 37,000 feet view. How are you feeling about your show today?
Your chances. Not great, but not horrible. I'm feeling a little, all right, we really screwed up with our Breakout Star because she's been around.
Who did you pick?
Florence Pugh.
Oh, God. She was at Barack Obama's inauguration, for heaven's sake.
No, we screwed up, but we've got, you know, Lifetime Achievement.
Don't worry, darling.
Right? I feel strong about our Lifetime Achievement and our Crush.
Who do you have again?
We have Harrison Ford for Lifetime Achievement.
Okay.
One of the few living nominees.
Thank you.
And Harry Styles for our Crush.
Dawn the McLean, how are you feeling?
Oh,
37,000 feet.
You know, I'm feeling good, except I've realized with this that, you know, you have to pick ones that you know the My Talkers have seen. And so our breakout, or I'm sorry, our Daryl McCormick from Thank You Very Much, Leo Grand. We can all agree that guy is hot.
Yes.
Okay. But
I would ditch date and dabble him.
That's right. But have the My Talkers seen it who voted? And I don't think they have. So
you should put a picture up. Next to your nominees, those eyes. He's hot.
But just his acting, the way, I mean, this is about a woman discovering her sexuality again. And she never really had
it. He's helping.
And he's helping in a lot of ways.
He's no Harry Styles, I'll tell you that right now.
The three of us loved it. The morning show. We were, weren't we, ladies?
Beautiful story.
My God. Lex and Holly, how are we feeling?
Great. About the Breakout Star. I was looking at the categories. Lifetime Achievement, you know, we have Michelle Yeoh, and I think that goes into the same category of how many people actually watched it, and might be too fresh. So maybe not that one, but for Breakout Star, we have Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, feeling strong.
Wednesday.
Okay. Mm.
Celebrity Crush of the Year, Lizzo, feeling very confident about
that. Yes, another local pick.
Lori, 20 seconds. How are you feeling?
Okay, we picked Jenna Ortega for Breakout Star. I think she's going to win. We feel very, very, very good about Dolly and our Lifetime Achievement Award. And because we fell in love with Harry Styles 2 years ago, our crush, Austin Butler, he was everywhere, everything, all at once as Elvis. Hello.
Yeah, he's so good. Okay, Lori just mentioned it. Lifetime Achievement is first up today. Who is going to win? Who could push ahead? Who could be one step closer to a day off? You're going to find out when we return. Meantime, thanks to Chanhassen Dinner Theaters for sponsoring the whole caboodle. We appreciate it. We'll be back with the first winner of the day after this.
Welcome back to the second annual My Talk Awards. It's time to crown the first ever My Talk Lifetime Achievement Award winner. Here are the nominees. From the Jason and Alexis Show, Michelle Yeoh. From Donna and Steve, Harrison Ford.
I hate snake shot! I hate him!
From Bradley and Dawn, the Queen.
Your king and queen are proud to present to you the highest honor this nation can bestow. The pony.
Lori and Julia nominated Dolly Parton.
If you ever say another word about me or make another indecent proposal, I'm going to get that gun of mine, and I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot.
And from the infamous My Talk Academy, Angela Lansbury.
These are probably the worst pies in London. I know why nobody cares to take them. I should know, I make them. But good now, the worst pies in London.
The there you have it. The first ever Lifetime Achievement Award from the My Talkies. Welcome back. Who will start the winning streak? Who will start down the trek to the finish line? Yes. Will it be Lori and Julia? Mm. Will it be the Adventures of Bradley and Dawn? Will it be Donna and Steve or the morning show? Alexis.
Because right now, Jace, we're in a three-way tie.
Are we? I was just going to say, thank you for you read my mind. I was going to ask. Before, it's a tradition here now on the 77th annual My Talk Awards, before we open the envelope, give me one sentence. One sentence defense of why you picked who you picked. Lori, you begin.
Okay, well, I just want to say that lifetime achievement, it is no good if you're dead. You must be alive.
Don't use your time for this. That was your sentence? Okay.
Multi-talented and universally beloved. Dolly Parton.
Going backwards on the schedule, Dawn.
She did her job for 70 years.
And she got rewarded last June, the Jubilee funeral.
I'm sorry, to do with us. The house is in order. The house is in order. D-Val.
Harrison Ford still achieving. Hi, 1923. Amazing in that with Helen Mirren. Also, he's in Shrinking right now. Han Solo, Indiana Jones. I rest my case, sir.
Okay. Alexis, Michelle Yeoh for us.
Let's have Holly do this one.
Michelle Yeoh.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. A decades-long career in Hollywood. Finally getting the recognition that she deserves with an Academy Award nomination. Yes, Michelle Yeoh.
Yes. That's right.
Alexis, the time has come. Do you have the envelope?
I've got it right here.
Holly, the time has come. Do you have the timpani?
Yes.
Roll it.
All right, for the Lifetime Achievement.
Lori, your mic is on.
I am worried about Lori.
My Talkies, Dolly Parton. Yeah. Low
yes,
J.
Yes, yes, yes.
25 number ones, 11 Grammys, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and now a really good chance to give Lori and Julia 25 yes, number ones. 11 Grammys.
Let's play it again.
Yeah, let's play it again.
On the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and now a really good chance to give Lori and Julia a much coveted day off. Congratulations, Dolly.
Oh, they're one step closer. They are in the lead. LoJ.
Oh.
Okay.
My faith in humanity has been restored.
Lex, we know, but just in case people don't know, what's the current standings with the shows
right now? With that one, now LoJ has...
We don't have to talk about that.
I know, Dawn, believe me, I'm... Yeah.
Yeah. LoJ has 4. We have 3. Jason and Alexis, Donna and Steve, 3. The Academy, 2. And Bradley and Dawn, 1.
It's all right. It's all right, Dawn.
It's okay. We can't win now, but that's fine.
No. Oh, that's right.
Right.
We have absolutely no chance of winning, but that doesn't mean that we have to be in last place.
No, that's Dawn.
Right.
Let's look at the bright side.
And Dolly Parton won big time. 58.8.
What was the percentage?
58.8.
Yeah, that's
great. Oh, my gosh.
It's a lot of Googles, Lori. A lot of Googles.
Well, and look.
Oh. Yeah, I just had faith that, I mean, she's everything.
She is.
Yeah, she is. It's a,
so many
a
very
good pick.
Yeah, I mean, Lori, that was a great, I don't know if it was you or Julia or both
it
of you.
It was
that
me.
Okay.
We was on our honeymoon. I did all this by myself, so I'm very invested.
Oh, she was on her
honeymoon. Great. Gracious, party of one. Your booth is ready. Gracious.
Right.
Okay, let's look ahead to the next award. It is a breakout star of the year. I'm going to go in no particular order. I will begin with Dawn McClain on this one. Dawn, who did you pick?
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
And why did you pick them?
Okay, Stephanie Hsu from Everything Everywhere All at Once. Mm. She is amazing. She did martial arts. She's an action star. She's also very funny. She was had tender moments. I mean, it was just like, who is this? And so I think she totally deserves it.
Do you think, do you have a good shot, do you think, with the popularity of that movie, Don?
I don't know. I'm on the fence about that. You know, after realizing this week, you know, I don't think everyone saw that movie yet, which they should. It has 11 Oscar nominations. But, I just think maybe not enough My Talkers have seen it yet.
Okay. Alexis and Holly, who do we pick and why?
Oh, we have Jenna Ortega.
Oh, yeah.
Of Wednesday fame. Yeah, she had some other roles, but this would just breakout of the year for sure. As Wednesday Addams.
Yep.
Holly, we have a pretty good shot at this one, don't we?
I believe that the morning show has a fantastic shot at winning this My Talk Award.
Okay.
Me too.
Yeah. Lori, I'll go to you next. Who did you pick and why?
Well, I picked out the breakout star because I thought someone getting rewarded and children to grandmothers knowing who somebody, Pete Davidson, he's previously been known for SNL and BDE, but when he dated Kim, like he broke out the Kanye, like people knew him who had never heard of him.
Okay.
So I took it that way, but I picked Jenna Ortega. I got to be honest, as our first pick.
Yeah, and then I know that. Donna Valentine, who did you pick?
Florence Pugh. Oh, I don't feel good about it. She's been around since 2014. It was just a random pick.
Devel.
Yeah. I forfeit.
He's not here. Blame Steve. Steve.
Steve is such an idiot. I'm like, why would you pick someone who's been around for like 20 years nearly?
He probably just did voice to text in the car about it to you. Let's be honest.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we know we didn't see Don't Worry, Darling. No way.
Not a chance in hell.
The Academy might have a chance on this one, Jace.
You read my mind. Yes. Who did the dreaded Academy pick?
Quinta Brunson.
Oh, yeah.
I want Quinta wins.
Elementary. Wait, what? Did you say?
I want Quinta to win.
No, we don't,
Lori.
Because then if we have a lock. Then I feel like we have more of a lock of our day off.
Lori. Now here, this is. I said this. You know, Dawn was talking about how more people should see everything, anything, everywhere, all at once. I feel this way. This is going to be a litmus test for Abbott Elementary. Yes, it does very well. Yes, it's a hit for ABC. But is it resonating the way we think it is with My Talkers? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We know who Quinta Brunson Quinta is because we read these headlines every day. I don't know if she has broken through the way we think she has with our specific audience. I'm just saying.
That's a good point.
But she's won everything. That award show's been winning for like a year.
And it's network TV too.
It is network TV too, which more people have.
I mean,
they have the antennas on their heads, so it's I'm nervous though because this could. This is forget the last category. This could tell us the trajectory of the whole thing, because if we get it, then Donna and Steve get the final one. Then we're in a three-way tie.
Again.
And then Dawn and Bradley have to work all day.
Yeah, we're dead last if the Academy gets us, and I can't handle that, okay?
Dawn, ask Alexis and Holly. I said, when someone proposed this scenario, I said, and I looked at the sheet, and I saw that you were here today. I said, Dawn, litters of kittens. Like, I can't. Dawn is not going to be thrilled with this scenario.
And you guys...
I want to say the Cobra team won the whole thing last year.
Yeah, we sure
so
did.
It's like my fault.
You sure did.
This sucks.
Yeah, you're going to have to think about that, Don.
I thought we were all against the Academy.
Holly Roberts. Holly dropping
it in there. We had forgotten
that. Yeah.
We did.
Oh, but anyway, I did think about you, Don. I did.
Thank you.
Coming up next, it is our second category, Breakout Star of the Year. Will that award put the morning show in a tied position with Lori and one step closer? I'm just saying no, Julia, because she didn't pick anything. Or is it going to go to Donna? No, there's no chance in hell that's going to happen. But anyway, thanks again to Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. To see past winners, go to mytalk1071.com and click on the My Talk Award page. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, My Talk Awards. It's time to crown the breakout star of the year. Here are the nominees. Lori and Julia's pick? Could this rocket them to victory? Doubtful. It's Pete Davidson.
Like, if anything, I should inspire hope, you know, like that literally anyone could be on Saturday Night Live.
Donna and Steve's choice. Okay, this should seal their deserving loss. Florence Pugh.
There are only so many different stories that we're told. We're told what we remember until we try to remember things that they want us to forget.
From Jason and Alexis, Jenna Ortega.
Oh, you must be the psychopath they let in.
And you must be the self-appointed queen bee. Interesting thing about bees. Pull out their stingers and they drop dead.
Wow, what great
acting. The My Talk Academy said, Quinta Brunson.
The trick is, if you see like a really big circle, that's usually the head. And if you see bananas, those are usually fingers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm really, really good at deciphering this stuff, so I'll help you.
And from the adventures of Bradley and Dawn, okay, can we be done with them yet? Stephanie Hsu.
See, I can physically be here. But what you meant to say is you're not allowing me to be here.
Yeah!
In 2014, Florence Pugh starred in The Failing. Then in 2015, she was in Paradise Lost.
Yep.
In 2016, she was in Lady Macbeth.
Mm-hmm. When was she in Midsommar? That's when she really had her breakout year.
Yeah,
what year was that?
That was Dawn's right.
I get it.
That was 2019, Dawn. You're right.
Also nominated for an Oscar.
That's right.
People hurt other people.
La, 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 la.
In 2020, she starred in Father of the Bride Part 3. That's right.
Fine. Wow.
I'm already embarrassed.
No. Is anyone noticing the longer this crap goes on, the more sassy the announcer woman gets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They get mean.
Did you hear what she just said? Oh,
she wants
can we
to be
done
with
them
Dawn.
Yet?
Yes. Well, she said basically the same thing about D-Val.
Okay.
Yeah, very shady. Very shady.
Well, we'll see what she's doing from noon to three. I know what I'm doing.
Making fun of her. Yeah. D-Val, how nervous are you right now?
I'm not nervous at all.
Oh, I'm sweating through my bathrobe. I feel bad about it because it's a new one and it's so pretty, but I really am pouring sweat. And ask Julia, I never sweat.
Really? You're
you glisten.
Why is this one making you the most nervous? Because this could change everything?
No, just this whole thing, the whole long length of time before we find out anything.
The talking.
It's like we're waiting for blood work to get done. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I know, Lori, I won't make you sweat anymore. Alexis.
I got the envelope, Jason.
Holly, do you have the timpani?
Yes.
Let's announce the winner for Breakout Star of the Year. Roll that timpani. Oh, God, look, Lori.
Breakout Star of the Year for the My Talkies. Jenna Ortega, Jason!
Yes.
Holly! Yeah!
We have a tie. With one award to go, it's Lori and Julia with four wins versus Jason and Alexis with four wins.
Oh,
and Donna and Steve still with a chance to tie. This ought to be interesting. Also, way to go, Jenna Ortega. Your work inspired yet another generation to pretend to like the Addams Family.
Yeah.
And eliminated the My Talk Academy from winning this thing. Back to you, Jace.
Thank you.
Okay, so they're not going to win.
Yes, and that's what we were worried about. We spent a couple segments this morning talking about it.
Yeah.
And calling B. Arthur.
We did. We had listeners. Hi, yeah. Everybody. Hi, listeners. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. We see you. We had a couple that put their aluminum foil on the head and thought that for sure this was all a shenanigan set up by the Illuminati, set up by Amy and Brooke and Jess and probably Sonia. She's probably up in there. Uh-huh. And then former assistant, former friend Q. You know what I mean? No, I'm just joking. We've made up now. We're all good.
I've got the stats here, Jason.
I'm ready for them.
Jenna Ortega won 50.3% of the vote.
Yeah.
Woo.
Next up was Quinta Brunson. So our fears were valid, right?
Yeah.
18.6. Oh. Florence Pugh came in third with 18.3%.
Right.
Donna, what?
Excuse me. Are you kidding me?
Pete Davidson, 7.2.
Nobody
oh, my God.
Good.
And oh, God.
Stephanie.
Oh, God, Dawn's last. Oh,
5.6% of the votes.
All right.
Dawn, 612-588-MOVE. 612-588-MOVE if you just want to head back to Missouri.
My daughter will be like, no. She's already started cleaning my house and she's not even here. I got a cardboard cut out of your head, Dawn. I'm just going to put it right in the chair.
That's right.
I'm going to die.
Dawn, are you shocked by that? Dead last.
Well, that just says that I just think that they don't know who she is and they haven't seen the movie. You know, we saw it. We were so excited about this movie. We saw it opening weekend in the theater. And then we, you know, for a half a year, we're trying to tell people to go see it, like, or rent it or, you know, I mean, so I get it.
Dee, I'll go to you. Pressure. Are you shocked that you guys didn't suck as much as you thought you would?
Yes. Very much so.
Guys. Oh, yeah,
I mean, short,
that just shows you.
I'm speechless.
You guys, she's not even a breakout star. Ours was.
True.
Right. Mm.
Lori, how are you surprised how this one went down?
No, Jenna should have been the winner. She was the winner. Like I said, it was our first pick. The Florence Pugh, I mean, people knew who she was because of the Don't Worry, Darling, the Spitgate, the press. I mean, that went on for months. That was good gossip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, she was in Diagnosis Murder in 2009. So, I mean,
Midsummer.
Okay, let's talk about our final one that will decide this whole thing. Crush of the year. It can be anybody, male, anybody. So, D-Val, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling hopeful. Thank you.
Yeah, that you should feel just hopeful.
Harry Styles is our celebrity crush. I mean, come on. The guy is hot in a dress with a pearl necklace. I mean, this guy has so much style, so much swag.
The music, too.
The music is so
great album.
Good.
Lori, since you're breathing heavy, I'll go to you next. Who did you pick and how are you feeling?
Well, once again, Donna and Steve have picked a dated crush because we've been crushing on Harry for several years and his crushability took a hit in Don't Worry, Darling when at the Venice Film Festival he said, it's a movie about a movie which must be seen in the theater. It was
that's right,
beyond painful. So that took away some of his shine. The outright crush of the year is Austin Butler. Elvis, a whole new generation. So cute. So good looking. He's got charisma. He was literally a movie star in the making watching that movie.
True.
I agree with you on this one. Mm-hmm. I think you could take this, Lori.
Yeah.
I do too. I feel very, very, very good. I'm just shaking.
Now, one thing.
Alex, I'm sorry. Go ahead, real quick,
Jace, because we got some information from B. Arthur this morning that if it is in fact a tie, that both teams
get the day off.
The day off.
No.
Yes.
I think they should have a dance off.
Lori and Julia, go, Jason. Good. Shoot. All right. Feeling better.
Right.
Feeling better. No. So you guys could win with Lizzo, even though we've been crushing on her for a couple years.
Right.
Yeah, we did.
D-Val, but you don't want that to happen, though.
Yeah, we did find out. Yeah, D-Val, we found that out from the Hose Beast this morning. That we would both get the day off if there is a tie. If there is a tie.
Right.
But D-Val, don't make the scrunchy face, because you guys could tie too right now.
Yeah.
If Harry Styles has a great chance.
He does.
We all three, and then poor Dawn.
I'm going to be working another shift.
Dawn and Bradley have to work literally all day. And that was a scenario that we gave to B. Arthur. And she said it's accurate. It could happen next.
Yep. And it's there's precedent, too. Remember Bad Marjorie?
Yep.
Yes, Bad Marjorie. She almost had a nervous breakdown from broadcasting all day.
Had to do it all day.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dawn's face is a
breakdown from.
She is agape. Dawn's
face. I just want to call dibs on Lori and Julia's time slot, please.
Yeah, you've already done your tour of duty
in the
morning. Make Bradley wake up.
It's the only shift I haven't done, so.
He can miss his early morning beef eating and gym ratting. He'll be fine. Yeah.
No, it's walking his dog that he'll miss out on. It's because the dog will suffer now.
Well, then bring in the dog to co-host.
Weezy. Oh, true.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we want to see Weezy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're feeling good about Lizzo, right, Jace?
Is that the crush?
That's our crush, yeah.
Lizzo did very well in every category she's appeared in so far.
Yep.
Am I right? Local pick on that. So
yeah, Lizzo won two awards yesterday. She had a comeback year this year, a new album, concerts, a special on HBO Max. She launched her own fashion wear line, Yitty.
Yeah, Yitty.
Yes.
Don't forget about that ancient flute she played.
Oh, yeah. She played the flute that was hanging out in the Library of Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, whoops. I got that wrong.
Okay.
Again.
Okay. Done. Yeah. Done.
D-Val, I'm just watching your face. You look a little, you look sadder than Dawn. Dawn is four steps from working all day long. You know what I mean? You should be looking a little happier.
I just wish I had put more thought into it. I didn't realize.
And that Steve would have put any thought into it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blame Steve.
Yeah.
You guys you have three wins.
That is true.
Yeah, thanks to you, you tripped your way into this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you should feel pretty good, Dawn.
Okay.
I know nothing, but I think you should feel pretty good.
All right, thank you.
Now, Dawn, I don't know.
Oh. Leo Grand, Daryl McCormick, can we just agree that he's super hot?
Agreed.
Even if people haven't seen him.
Yes. Yeah, and everyone, to quote Lori, Google him, and you'll find out why we're all crushing on him.
Then watch that
movie. Oh, yeah, girl. Okay, when we return, it all comes down to this, and this is Crush of the Year. Who will win? Who will get a day off? Is there going to be a three-way tie? Will Lori and Julia take it away in a landslide? Or will the morning show tie it all up? And how much will Dawn cry? All of these questions will be answered on the other side of this. Stay with us. When Bradley comes into work all day and he brings Wheezy, I will supply him with a box of Nutrisource. That's right. Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hey, it's Chase. All kidding aside, we are a Nutrisource station here. I wouldn't feed our boys anything else. And variety is the spice of life. And luckily, you can get variety within the Nutrisource family. Let me tell you what I mean. First, you have your main Nutrisource line. That includes brands like varieties like Large Breed, Grain Inclusive, Grain Free. Then they have their Pure Vital line, which basically means limited ingredients, the best ingredients. And then their Element series in that beautiful black bag. That is a recipe that is designed to return your dog to its primal, natural diet. I love it. So find a Nutrisource retailer near you by going to NutrisourcePetFoods.com. NutrisourcePetFoods.com. Make the switch.
Why did I wait so long?
Welcome back to the second annual My Talk Awards. It all comes down to this. Will the other three My Talk shows need to wake up early and work for the victorious Jason and Alexis show? Or will Lori and Julia get day off number 47 for their great picks? Or if anybody else wins, it's a tie and a brawl breaks out? I'm pulling for that. Here are the nominees for Celebrity Crush of the Year. From the adventures of Bradley and Dawn, perhaps their worst pick yet, Daryl McCormick.
I don't solicit money for sex, Nancy. No, I sell my company. I provide interesting conversation. I can dance. I can mix 20 different cocktails. Whether or not we have sex is our business.
Donna and Steve hope to make it a three-way tie with their pick, Harry Styles. Jason and Alexis submitted hometown favorite, Lizzo. The My Talk Academy's pick, ooh, I like him. Could this be a spoiler? Ryan Reynolds.
Rob will not get off the phone until he gets what he wants. Remember, he called me when I was 16, and when I got off the phone, I was in my mid-40s and owned a Welsh football club.
And for Maury and Julia, Elvis himself, Austin Butler.
Never looked for trouble, but I never ran. I don't take no orders. No kind of man.
Welcome back. It all comes down to this. Lori is sweating in every crack of her body. Every single, everywhere, right, Lori? It's just bad.
I really am, because it's so clearly Austin. I'm just on the edge of my seat. I feel like I'm at the actual Academy Awards.
Ooh. Okay.
I've just got my popcorn ready.
I know. Dawn is just, again, packing up here. Packing up. Lex, if people are just tuning in their car, give us where each show stands before we do the final My Talk Award.
Yes. Okie dokie. Let's see. Lo J has four. Jason, Holly, we have four as well. Donna and Steve have three.
Yeah.
So we could tie it up. The Academy has two.
Yeah, they're out. We don't even need to worry about them.
Okay. Bradley and Dawn, one.
Woo!
Bradley and Dawn, one.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dawn.
I'm 50 years old.
That's right. Okay, so the different scenarios that could play out. If Donna and Steve take this one, we go in. It is a three-way tie, meaning all three shows get a day off, and Bradley and Dawn and Mike have to work the entire day. The entire day.
I thought all the losers had to work. Say they said all the losers?
That's true.
But if we it's have a everybody. Tie,
but if but a if, win, oh, you're the only win. Loser.
You're the only loser.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. And I say that with love. I say that with peace and love, Dawn. Peace. Peace and love.
And what are the chances of loving. The what are the chances of the Academy doing some of the shows?
That would be amazing. I mean, make B. Arthur do it. Absolutely. She used to do it.
They use xylophones. Don't give people when she any was ideas. Doing radio. Yeah. another scenario, Lo J could easily win with Austin Butler taking just a flat out win. And they get, as the announcer said, their 57th vacation day. And then
with us and Lizzo, though, Jace.
We could take it too.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling, though, I got to tell you, I looked at my Ouija board in this commercial break.
Yeah.
Donna and Steve, I keep seeing Steve shirtless hovering above me. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Yes. I don't
know what that means. Get an umbrella.
Okay.
But yeah, because it could be Harry Styles.
It could be Harry Styles. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Lori, are you ready?
I'm pacing.
Okay. Lex, do you have the envelope?
I've got it right here.
Okay.
Holly, do you have the timpani?
Yes, I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Holly, roll that timpani.
Okay, crush of the year for the My Talkies 2023 is Austin Butler! Yeah!
OJ! Nobody wants to hear from me. Take it away, Lori.
Thank you very much. I got to work on that. Oh, Austin, I want to present this to you in person with my friend Julia. We'll dress up like little gold statues and or however you want. I'm so excited. I called it yesterday. I said we were going to win five.
Yep, and you
I was dragging. I was smack talking.
Well, rightfully so. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
What are you going to do on another day off?
I mean.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Yeah. I can't wait to ruin your show.
Go right ahead.
By the way,
What was the percentage?
Ooh, yeah, let's see the percentages.
Okay, breakdown for Crush of the Year. Austin Butler won with 29.2%.
Ooh.
This is pretty close because the Academy came in second.
What?
With Ryan Reynolds, 26.5%.
Okay. Oh
my God. What?
Yeah, Harry Styles in third at 20.8%. Then Lizzo, 18.4%.
I mean.
And Darryl McCormick. 5.2%.
Oh, no.
Done.
Oh, man. It's okay.
We literally went from winning last year to being dead last.
But I did receive a text message from your co-host, Dawn.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there was a possibility about... There is a possibility 2 minutes ago that Dawn and Bradley would have had to work all day. Bradley simply tweeted three words.
Oh.
For four words. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, sweet
Jesus.
That's
true. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. D-Val?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What are you going to program for your hour of Lori and Julia?
Great question. we'll come up with something real bad.
Yeah,
we'll make sure we take you guys. We're going to take a Friday so you guys can draw straws from 5 to 6. That's the fun hour on Friday.
No, in the contract there was no date specification.
Nope.
That's right. The winner picks the date.
No, that's not the way it works. No.
That's with the Academy. No. That's how it works.
Oh, no. Ouchie. I think
Bradley and Don have to do the 5 to 6 because they took last place. Jason does the first hour and Don and Steve do the second.
On a Monday.
Oh, yeah. So I'm off too.
On a Friday.
I get the day off too.
On a Friday. That's the day that we have the hardest day finding people to work. So that is the day that you guys will experience happy hours. Oh, but Bradley and Don get the last hour.
Lori, I just received a text message from B. Arthur. I have bad news for you. The Academy will pick the day.
Oh.
Oh, no. There's going to be some mud wrestling later. You might want to
be a gracious winner, Lori. Be a gracious winner.
I mean.
She's like, what?
You know.
What's that?
What?
It wasn't enough that she won. Now, anyway, I love you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Some more smack talk today at 3. Right now, that's going to do it for us. Thanks to Dawn. Thanks to Donna, Lori, Steve, Maya, Bradley, all week long. That's going to do it for us, right, Lex?
That's right. Have a fantastic week. And we love you so much. You be you. Bye for now.